some consumer advocates are outraged at the new system.
A lot of people are upset about this plan. They don't like it.
That's Laura Goodhue, Executive Director of Florida Community Health Action Information Network, or CHAIN. That group was one of more than 100 organizations that signed a letter to the federal government urging them to deny the Medicaid waiver. Since Medicaid is both a state and federal program, the feds have to sign off on such sweeping changes to the system. Goodhue said a pretty broad range of stakeholders added signatures to the letter.
These are just a wide variety of organizations. You have medical societies, faith-based groups, worker groups, civic leaders, just groups representing Medicaid consumers and their families saying, we don't think, we think this is a bad plan.
The changes, which the state legislature passed during session, would effectively privatize a program that gives low-income Floridians access to health care at little or no cost. Most would be placed in private HMOs. Goodhue said placing the poor on private health care plans will inevitably hurt those who are already struggling.
They would require very low-income families to pay a $10 a month premium per person. So if there's a mother with four children and all four children are on Medicaid, she would have to pay $40 a month in premium.
She said seniors will be the first to see any impact on their health care coverage.
The plan, if approved by the feds, would start enrolling seniors first, starting next summer, which is really soon because it's a large population, and it's a population with chronic health conditions and special needs. And, it's a complicated process, and we just think it's very risky.
Five Florida counties are already implementing a privatized Medicaid system. These are Broward, Duval, Blake, Clay, and Nassau counties. Goodhue said these pilot programs aren't working too well.
We have enough stories and evidence of consumers just facing delays in accessing care, doctors just getting the runaround, getting prior authorizations, and all kinds of barriers from the HMOs who are saying, okay, you get this care and you don't get that care and you have to jump through this hoop. And patients are just having a really hard time managing their conditions, getting the health services that they need.
Advocates of the Republican-backed changes, which passed the state legislature along party lines, say the new system will help state Medicaid dollars go further. Some private insurers say moving all Medicaid patients into plans managed by for-profit companies would in no way compromise the quality of their care. Goodhue strongly disagrees. She said she's often asked if opponents of the plan have a better idea. She said yes, that the Affordable Care Act would get reform off to a pretty good start.
This coordinated care, this focus on prevention, this crackdown on fraud and abuse by often HMO companies are always to save money, increase access to care. So the ideas are there, the models are there. Florida CHAIN has been a proponent of them over the years, but we've just, the political will just isn't there. And frankly, the influence of the HMO industry is just a lot more powerful than the consumer voices that don't have that real access to political influence.
We reached out to several proponents of the Medicaid privatization for this story, including state legislators who supported the measure, the Tampa Tea Party, and a private insurance company. None returned requests for interviews by airtime. ACA has until August 1st to submit its request for a waiver.